Sai Ram. My prayers to Sai Baba to give eternal bliss to each and every human being or the living creatures. Today, I will be narrating a wonderful story from the book Sai at 366, which talks about the happening on 27th March, which deals with Sri Rama Navami at Shirdi Masjid. Acts of Sai Baba are strange. He named the dilapidated masjid that he was living as Dwaraka Mai. He agreed to observe Urus festival on Sri Rama Navami day. Wearing the attire of Fakir, Sai Baba appeared as Sri Ram. Some people got the idea that how it would be nice if celebration of Sri Rama Navami to be held during the daytime. It was mainly because in the evening, Urus would be observed. Sai Baba did agree the proposal. If Sai agrees, that work ought to be a success. It was on 27th of March, year 1912, which was a Wednesday, that the first ever Sri Rama Navami was celebrated in Shirdi. Some problems did crop up as the programs were decided instantly. However, no one need to worry about them. It was Sri Krishna Bhishma who got the idea of celebrating Sri Rama Navami, which was supported by Kaka Mahajani. When Haridas was not available, Bhishma himself became the Haridas. Haridas is a person who recounts the story taken from mythology. Radha Krishna Mai gave the cradle and prepared the sacred food, which is called prasadam. Harikatha was about to start. Sai Baba then felicitated both Bhishma and Kaka Mahajani, who supported the idea of festival with flower garlands. Indeed, Sai Baba started the tradition of felicitating the Haridas with flower garlands. Gulab was poured in the eyes of Sai Baba. Did Sai Baba took Narasimha Avatara, thought those who were seeing it. Thinking that Sai Baba would break the cradle in anger, people present wanted to remove the cradle. Sai Baba stopped them. How can you remove that? Still there is a need for it. Do you know? When Sai Baba said these words, everyone did guess his internal thought. There was a reason to be happy for all present there for being able to worship Sri Rama the other day and Sri Krishna on this day. It was a beautiful scene to see the putting of flattered rice in a pot mixed with jaggery, put in a sling and jumping to catch it and then eat the contents, which is called Gopal Kala ceremony. After the festival, the cradle was removed. Sri Rama and Krishna were witnessing it. The moral of the story: Sai Baba always encouraged good thoughts. The moment Bhishma thought about the celebration of Rama Navami festival, Baba immediately gave the permission, the reason being he encouraged good thoughts. So he always advised his devotees to keep our thoughts clean always. Never think bad about anybody. And it is also said that when the gulal fell accidentally at Baba's eyes or in Baba's eyes, he immediately got angry and he started roaring, which means Lord Rama took birth at that time by means of Baba to kill all the evil thoughts which were prevailing in the minds of his devotees. And these evil thoughts which were prevailing in the minds of the devotees was nothing but the character Ravana. There's always a deep meaning for what Baba did. He was sometimes very straight in teaching his devotees or people around about good and bad things, and at times he gave directions indirectly for the devotees to understand. Hence, always be patient, think and do good always to others and to yourselves. Bow to Shri Sai. Peace be to all. For more audios, please visit SaiLeelas.com. Jai Sai Ram.